Larry Page and I worked extensively along with the other members on this energy plan, which is based on solar. And you might wonder whether there's actually enough sunlight. The reality is we have 10,000 times more sunlight than we need. If we captured one part in 10,000 of the sunlight that falls on the Earth, we would meet 100% of our energy needs. We can't do that today because today's energy, solar panels, are an old industrial technology, just like fossil fuels are a 19th century technology, and they're inefficient, heavy, expensive, hard to install. There's a new generation emerging now of nano-engineered solar panels based on new properties of materials, based on engineering them at the molecular level. Some of these, in fact, have substantial investment from Google. One company that Google is invested in has a new nano-engineered material that appears like it might actually be close to competitive with fossil fuels. But regardless of any one technology, Larry and I and the other members of the panel were confident that we're not that far away from a tipping point where energy from solar will be competitive with fossil fuels. Fossil fuels are headed up. Because solar energy is an information technology, if it's engineered with nanotechnology, it's subject to what I call the law of accelerating returns, which is this doubling of price performance of information technologies every year. I personally believe that we're within 5 years of that tipping point. We also see an exponential progression in the use of solar energy. It's doubling now every 2 years. Doubling every 2 years means multiplying by 1,000 in 20 years. At that rate, we'll meet 100% of our energy needs from solar within 20 years. So one of the plans in here is, in fact, to develop that infrastructure, these new technologies, to gather efficiently, inexpensively, with lightweight solar panels, energy from the sun. We only have to capture one part in 10,000. There are other technologies that go along with that, for example, concentrators. There are already parabolic mirrors that can focus very large areas of sunlight onto a small collector or even a small, efficient steam turbine. We then need to store the energy because of the intermittency of solar energy, and so new technologies for storage, including nano-engineered fuel cells. You could, for example, create hydrogen or hydrogen-based fuels from the energy produced by solar panels and then use that to create fuel for fuel cells. There already are, in fact, fuel cells based on nanotechnology, MEMS, microelectronic mechanical system-based fuel cells that are emerging now, microscopic in size, that can be scaled up to store large amounts of energy. So that's the energy plan.